Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
We have set up a Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
Patreon, however you want to say it.
A Patreon. We have set up a Patreon.
What that does is that just helps us get things like train tickets, petrol for you. And it helps us get to bigger and better guests. We'll be doing cool little things on there, like
nice little giveaways.
You can put in your questions and then we can talk to you. Please go on to
www.patreon.com/overratedeverything.
Here we go. Overrated everything.
Overrated everything.
This week's accent.
There we go straight. Because I'm excited. This one I fangirled out. This one, when I contacted this guest, David Firth, you've clicked the link. He did a documentary with some lads that I worked with at Unilad. He mentioned that he'd just done a podcast or something. And so my friend Chris texted me, Chris Pugh, shout out, texted me and was like, oh, get David on your podcast, man. He'd love to do it. And I messaged David and he was like, yeah, I'd love to do it. And I did it, sort of booked him in, told you and that. And then it was only about a week after, I was kind of sat there and I was like, I'm going to meet David Firth. Yeah. I genuinely had a little bit of like...
Yeah, you've been really excited about this one, haven't you?
It's yeah,
really
man. Good.
And I have as well. I mean, a lot of the things that he created when I was growing up, you know, Fat Pie and... Yeah, I mean, he's worked really hard to be where he is.
Yeah,
I mean, he certainly gave me a lot of memories when I was younger.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say in the podcast, you know, he was, for me, he was the kind of the first, his animations were the first things, first foray for me into kind of dark humour and stuff and going, oh, I'm laughing at this, that I shouldn't really, should I be laughing at this? And yeah. He helped me to grow up, I guess, like, you know, which was brilliant. So we met David in lovely Leeds. We had a bit of a kerfuffle
Leeds,
at the beginning, didn't we?
Yeah, we managed to finally...
bless him, I think he thought we were getting the train and he was coming to meet us at Leeds station and then he was going to get us in a taxi back to us.
To his.
Which is lovely. I failed to mention to him that Tomo was driving as he... let on, you know, he drives. So we met him, we had a bit of kerfuffle. We met him in Leeds Town Centre. We went over to his house.
City Centre.
Leeds City Centre.
Yeah, it's not a town.
All right, sorry. there goes our Leeds listening base. We went and went to his house. He had nipped and bought some nice coffee.
Prepared us coffee, lovely house.
His room.
Water.
We had some water and I didn't have any of it.
He was very prepared.
He spends a lot of time recording his audio stuff, and I think he said he's done.
And we walked into his recording studio.
Yeah, which is also his bedroom. Like, oh, mate. Like, it was like...
merchandise all over. And...
it was just cool, man. Like, it was just... He's got a lot of art on his walls, his own art, which just gives you an insight.
A bit of background, isn't it? Sort of like a behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah, and just an insight into the creative mind of someone... Firth. Yeah, of David Firth.
Some of them photos on his wall, like the drawings, was just, like,
cool.
So brilliantly dark.
And he gave us a little salad fingers figure at the end.
Yes, he did. Yeah,
which was cool. I don't know whether to give that to Phoebe or not.
Yeah.
Because she'll play with that and it'll just be funny. Like, yeah. It'll be weird.
It'll be weird but funny.
Yeah, I might just keep that. I've got a few, like toys of my own, like, that I've bought, like, while I've been an adult, you know. Have you ever... No. Yeah,
no.
Like, I've got, like, a Gremlins figure. I've got a couple of Back to the Future things.
Whatever suits Mario. You, mate.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that. I think you're saying this as well. I am a big nerd. But, no, sorry, I shout all the time. I mean, no. Yeah... Meeting David episode. Was great. It's a great episode. The chat, as you can listen to in a sec, is it's a bit like the John McClure one for me. It didn't really have
He had a couple of things.
He had a few things he wanted to talk about, yeah. Which I love because the guests of them kind of episodes always apologize. Oh, sorry, we didn't really talk about the subject. It's like, it doesn't matter. The subject is just something that loosens us up round a chat. And it, sometimes you just don't need that. And with David, you just don't need that.
No,
when we picked
him up.
He's
a very talkative guy. And yeah, well, we'll let you listen.
Yeah.
Enjoy, and we'll see you after.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yeah, here we go. So we're here with, I'm not even going to beat around the bush with this, an actual internet legend. You're smiling there, but you are Mr. David, Mr. David Firth. You know, doing this, we get to meet some cool people. And I think for me, sort of like Clint Boone was a big one because I grew up listening to his music, but like my dad got me into his music. Like I found you online, like I fucking grew up with them cartoons so much. Like, yeah, thank you for coming on the podcast, mate.
Well, thanks for having me. I hope I don't let you down.
No, I'm no, sure you won't.
Built me up quite a bit there.
But now we had not a bit of a kerfuffle, but we've just picked you up from town, haven't we? And we had a nice chat in the car, and you know, it's I know that Andy's been ridiculously excited for this one. So thanks for coming on, mate.
It's nice to be on a podcast.
Oh no, thank you. Yeah, and
it's better than an interview, to be honest, because you know it's just chatting, isn't it?
It's just nice chilled out chat. And for people, obviously David Firth, obviously you mostly known for Fat Pie, which was a website I often frequented, probably a lot more than I should have been, like IT lessons and stuff in school and at home and that. And then I think they banned it, actually. I think they got around to banning it in school.
They did. They blocked it on a bunch of libraries, and I don't know if they all gave each other a little ring and said, look, here's a website, block this website. Or they had like an international block list that everyone kind of went on and said, oh, yeah, let's block that. But it was blocked in libraries and schools and universities and shit.
Yeah, because I remember, because back in the day,
sort of, I'm talking what, about 2003, 2004? When did Fat Guy start?
Well, it started in 2003, but you probably weren't watching it then because no one was. 2004 was when it suddenly got busy. Unless you were one of like the 100 people.
Yeah, because like
that,
we were saying,
were into it before 2004.
So what got people mostly into it? Was it the Salad Fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was pre-Salad Fingers, I think. I remember a black and white cartoon about roof tiling coming on.
Well, that was before. No, that wasn't before Salad Fingers.
Oh, right, okay.
But Salad Fingers then it picked up a bit more energy later on, and it got a second wind. So it might have seemed like that was when it first came out, but it would already been released. Yeah, I think that was the first one. It was the first Flash cartoon I did, but I did a bunch of other ones. But Devo was before.
Straight in.
Well, let's just keep going. That's fine. Yeah. Devo was before Salad Fingers, but no one watched it.
Right.
Not many people watched it until after Salad Fingers. And then we started doing a lot more episodes. But let's not even talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. But yeah, no, like I say, like I remember, you know, watching, what was it, The Milkman's Wife's Tits.
Yeah.
The milk. What was that called? Was it just called?
Milkman.
Milkman song, yeah. Yeah. And the Valentine's Day. That was
pretty.
I was trying my hardest to do impressions of it before.
On the way over.
But have yeah, any, like.
Can I hear him?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I used to be able to do it really well. Like, oh, I can't now because you're staring at me.
Of course you can.
She brought me a Valentine's Day present at work and I was flattered. Like, cheers, mate. Thank you.
Because it's like I. It wasn't a northern accent, and I thought, you know, you'd be able to handle most of them because they're quite northern. And
yeah.
Northern. Like most people, especially it's weird when Americans do Salad Fingers voice because...
Oh, yeah, but it is.
It's not normal to hear an American do a northern accent.
Yeah, know? Yeah, it's not as weird, isn't
so
it?
So they always kind of slip into that kind of Queen's English sort of...
Yeah.
Just on a few words, like... All right, mate, you know, that sort of cockney, they're like, I've got rusty spoons. They always do it like that. It's like, yeah, is that what we sound like to Americans?
It is, mate.
I watched a film yesterday, actually, and there was one of the girls from High School Musical was in it, and she was doing an English, she was playing Princess Margaret, and Charlotte was watching it along, and I said to her, can you not tell how terrible that accent is? She was like, no, it sounds fine. I was like, no, that's awfully bad.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Because I always, whenever I sort of, you hear Americans doing British accents, like it always reminds me of, or even like British people in American programmes. Like, what was it, Friends, when they did the whole Ross marries Emily or whatever her name is from London.
Oh, you mean British people as British people?
Yeah, they get more like, they do probably get really British and very like this. And you're like, that's not
there was one in
how
Frasier,
we talk.
Wasn't there?
Yes.
There was a really, and I'm sure that was like a Manchester accent as well.
Yeah, there was a northerner, wasn't there, in Frasier?
And that always felt really odd. Just really dirty sounding.
It's weird, isn't it?
Americans, I don't know.
I think whenever you watch anything American and there's a Brit in it, like they ruin the illusion a little bit for you. For me, anyway.
Did you ever watch the Wire?
I started series one and got very, very into it when I was living in Edinburgh in like this flat that we rented out for Airbnb. And they had a DVD collection, so I was like, oh, bang The Wire on. And then I just never watched any of it since, but I've heard it's brilliant.
I only watched the first series, but yeah, they're all, a lot of them are English, aren't they?
Yeah, Idris Elba's
in that.
Yeah, I didn't even know who he was, and I watched it, and I just thought, that guy's really good, and I found out he was English.
Yeah,
and the main
guy's
English as well, Dominic West.
Yes, he is, Dominic West, yeah, he's English.
That's amazing when, you know, you get a new sort of audience, and they believe that you're American, or say,
I think
doing a London
Idris
accent.
Elba... Yeah. Having knowing him as well.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
How do you know Idris Elba?
Oh, me, I get about a bit. No, yeah.
That's the most impressive thing.
Have you not met Idris?
No.
Oh, right, I thought you did. No, I met him about 10 years ago, did this film. And
you met him years ago.
He was an executive producer on it. And then, I produced a music video for a band and Idris directed it. So I've actually had Idris on one of my sets, which is pretty cool.
Oh, mate, yeah, that's the most impressive thing you've told
But no, Idris, going back to it, without Idris suits... Oh,
there's a big rev. There'll be a lot of that.
That's nice, that. sorry, listeners. Idris sounds and suits the American accent better,
yeah,
I
he
think.
Looks, yeah,
he looks like he's got that American... He's swagger and everything, but...
So have you... So obviously you do a lot of accents.
Yeah.
For your cartoons and things, what's your favourite one to do? Like your favourite accent?
Dance for us, monkey.
I, Let me think. I'll get back to you on that one. I'll be thinking about it because there's loads of different voices I do. I like doing, like, there's loads of voices I do that I don't have a character for yet.
Yeah. Do you do most of the voices then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, sweet. Because obviously there's some... Because I didn't know, and it was only the documentary that we were talking about before that you did, where I think you said, like, Salad Fingers' voice, because I didn't realise that you do a lot of them. Salad Fingers came about because you used to have to talk quietly or something at your parents'
house.
Yeah,
well, that was the... I mean, I didn't put too much thought into it because I didn't think that many people would watch it. Because, yeah. I mean, most of my cartoons around then were getting, you know, 200, 400 views.
Yeah.
And maximum. And I didn't even ever hear from those people mostly. So it was felt like there was like three people watching.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't even think about it. It was going to be a minute-long cartoon. I'd made it in a couple of days. And, yeah, I was talking quietly because I was at my parents' house and I was in the attic. And I didn't want to be shouting. And a lot of my voices before that, when I was at university and that, were shouted because I could, because I was in my own room.
Yeah.
But that's amazing, though, how something that you never expected to do so well has just, changed your life in a way, hasn't it?
I thought if... Again, I had this feeling like if it did get popular, then great, because the next one won't be Salad Fingers and the one after that won't be Salad Fingers. It's just people were asking more and more of that.
What, more and more for Salad Fingers?
Yeah, so I made like 4 episodes and then I started doing other stuff and then they were just still going on about it.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Because Salad Fingers, I love, but for me it was always them... This is again what I mean. Like, for me, when I first sort of discovered your stuff, it was the first time as well, because I'd have been about 13, 14, and it was... the first time where I'd watched something that made me go, oh, can I laugh at that? Because I'd seen, obviously, stand-up comedians and that, and you laugh at them, but then seeing some of the really dark stuff that's in some of your cartoons, like the roof tiling, like the Valentine's one starts off really lovely, really nice, and by the end of it, it's like, I gutted her and ate her spleen, and it's like, the first time you watch it, you go, oh, can I? Does that make me... sick for laughing at that? And it's like, no, like that's it was the first kind of foray I had into dark humor.
Yeah, well, I always thought, I going back to those two actually, because you mentioned the milkman and the Valentine's Day, I can't really do that anymore because people know if they see it's me,
yeah,
they know what's coming. So, but that was back then, people didn't know me aside from Salad Fingers, so I could make it look like an innocent cartoon. Yeah. No one would recognise my name, and they'd be like, oh, this is a nice cartoon, and then they'd get hit with the shock.
Because they do look really... Them two in particular, they do look
they're
really
both
nice.
Very
they're both
similar.
Cute.
Yeah, that was it. It was the cute... And also, the Milkman had that song on as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't get dark, Milkman, until quite a bit... I mean, you say Milkman's wife's tits, but then it gets a bit darker as it goes along, doesn't it?
There's a few little, slight... innuendos, really, where he licks his lips and then there's a little bit of milk spurts out of the milk bottle.
Thank you for all them, mate, because they are brilliant.
Very subtle, isn't it? But
yeah, but so today, obviously, we're here to talk about a subject or a thing that you find quite overrated. And your subject was brilliant, which, if you'd like to tell them...
Star Wars. Seriously, the most overrated thing in the world.
Oh, no, mate, I'm walking out if that's real.
It's not. Like, the first one...
Fuck you and your cartoons.
It's not even Star Wars. I was just thinking earlier, God, that's overrated.
What, really?
Star Wars. You've got, Star Wars trainers and shit, haven't you?
I mean, yeah.
One day you will grow up.
I will. Know? I've got a Pokemon bag with me now. Like, I'm just such a kid.
Like, I can understand Pokemon. You collect them.
Yeah.
You know, they look cute as well. I've watched the cartoon and I thought it was pretty terrible, but the game looked quite good.
The Pokemon cartoon?
The game looked quite good and the characters looked cute and collectible. But Star Wars, I mean, the first one was great, I thought, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then there was just more and more and more and more of them. And then they just keep, going, but this happened before the first one. It's just like, yeah, but you didn't think of that at the time.
Yeah, I think he kind of shot himself in the foot.
I'm sure the new ones are better, but I saw Star Wars Episode 1 at the cinema and Episode 2 at the cinema when it came out, because that's how old I am. That's like 2001.
I watched...
But I was an adult when I saw it, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think I was 18 when I saw that. It was the most boring thing. That was 99, wasn't it? 99.
Episode 1 came out in about 99,
So I would have been 16, but I was bored to tears. I wasn't crying, but I was actually very bored.
The thing is, with the newer ones, not the newer ones now, but the them three anyway, the Jar Jar Binks ones, They were just like it. They should have just been called Star Politics. Like they were just, they weren't Star Wars. They were like, they mentioned wars that was happening, but it was all done in like the fucking council chambers and stuff. It was a bit whack.
I was just going to say, it just felt like lots of in-between bits that were building up to something that never got to, because it was building up to something that had already been happened, which was Star Wars. Yeah. So they were building up to Star Wars, three films building up to Star Wars, which was an older film.
Yeah.
It's just like, why am I... And it was just like, oh no, but wait for the next one, because then everything's going to make sense. It's just like, no, I'm not going to watch... I never watched episode three, so...
there was a lot of... Tomo's looking at us like we're complete.
Honestly, I've never seen any of the Star Wars.
Really?
And I've got no interest in them.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't. Like, if you watched it, you would be absolutely underwhelmed.
Oh, I don't. I mean,
well, because of modern day film.
Just because there's more. Like, I imagine if it was 1977 and you watched that for the first time,
you would be mind blown.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, some of the ways that George Lucas created like space and that back then was mint. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look as good as 2001: A Space Odyssey.
That's
10 years earlier, but that was kind of long and slow. And not a lot of people could be bothered to watch.
That's true.
Yeah, I suppose back in the day, them sort of films was like sci-fi and special effects.
It was all real, wasn't it?
Well, like, all the special effects were so good back then, like they are now.
Mm. But I think they looked better in a lot of ways back then, because I don't know, they just. You can tell the actors are actually looking at that stuff rather than just looking
pretending,
at the green screen.
Pretending, yeah, yeah. Well, there's... Because quite famously, George Lucas, like, never left them alone either, did he? Like, when he made them in, like, the 70s and the 80s, then, like, when, you know, CGI and that became a thing, he kept going back to them and, like, changing them up. So he just literally kept going back and going, right, I'll add this in, I'll add that in. And then you watch them now and there's, like... hundreds of creatures on the screen at one point, and then you watch the original and you go, it was fine with that two creatures. Yeah. But that's not your subject, and that's kind of a bit obscure.
I was sat here thinking, fucking what?
You thought he was in the wrong podcast there.
That was a good tangent, though.
It was spontaneous.
I like it,
but yeah, I've got nothing against Star Wars, it's just doesn't really I don't think it deserves to be the biggest film Gross franchise. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's been overtaken right now,
Harry
right?
Potter and that are quite
oh, big, no, Avengers. Avengers took it, took it. Yeah, the new Avengers film.
I've never even seen anything.
Again, completely same wiped as me. It. I'm not into them. But genuinely, when you said Star Wars then, I thought he'd forgotten to tell me something then. I was like...
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe.
Sorry. Also, Harry Potter, I think that's overrated as well.
Yeah, I'm
am I insulting you again?
I mean, I'm... So, what, you, do you mind me saying your age is 35, right?
That's fine, yeah.
I'm 28, so I'm a couple of years younger than you. So, Harry Potter for me... I was like 11 when the first film came out. We went to see it first year of high school. Was like, wow, this is amazing. And then that was it. Then I was like, right, read all the books. Like, I was that kid who was like,
have you had your photo taken in the what is it?
King's Cross. Yeah, I've been to the Harry Potter tour in London. I've been to Harry Potter Land in LA and in Florida.
All right, we get it. You've travelled around a bit.
Not specifically for Harry Potter. I was in LA and I was in Florida and I went there. I didn't go for that. But yeah, no, I love it. Like, been to see the new play, which you should go and support, Tomo, because Jack Thorne wrote it. So go and watch that.
Well, I'm sorry, I do like Jack, but I'm not allowed to sit watching Harry Potter in a play for
free.
But
no, yeah, like, I'm a massive nerd when it comes to anything like that. Like I say, you know what I mean? Like, I've got a bloody Pokemon bag there. Like, I am a big nerd with things like that.
Have you seen many of the Harry Potters, David? Have you seen?
No.
Have you given them a chance?
I saw, like, the fifth one out of context.
Ah, there you go, then.
And everyone was too old anyway at that point. They were all...
Yeah,
Daniel Radcliffe's got pubes now. It's not the same.
Yeah, he was... I saw a bit of the first one at Christmas, you know, when it's on mute and everyone's talking.
Yeah. Just before we go on to the thing, have you seen the brilliant video I think Judd Apatow did with Daniel Radcliffe, where he's talking about him being Harry Potter?
Maybe.
So it's like just Daniel Radcliffe kind of sat on a couch and Judd Apatow's behind the camera and he's saying like, so what's it like, you know, being an actor and pretending like to be Harry Potter? And he's like, what? No, I am Harry. Like, and he just goes on and he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, you know, I go out and I talk to girls and tell them that I'm I'm Harry. See where that gets me. Like, he's exactly brilliant.
That in Extras.
I was going to say,
yeah,
that
yeah. He played
like
a very similar thing in Extras.
Yeah, yeah. So, what sort of series and films have you like been into? Like, what are your favorite? You know, you say like Star Trek's overrated. What Star Trek fans might think? Well, what David's into?
Well, I don't think I've got. You know what? I really like Red Dwarf. I thought that was
Red Dwarf. So that's quite similar.
Yeah, I was trying to think of something sci-fi. Yeah. I think as soon as you put the comedy element in there, it works.
Yeah, and I think Red Dwarf's almost. It's kind of spoofy sci-fi, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is sci-fi and it's brilliant.
But that's the thing. It's funny as well as really deep, some of the stories.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the only other thing that has the same depth of and sci-fi and comedy at the same time is Rick and Morty.
No, which is amazing. Do you like Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I really like Rick and Morty.
Have you seen it too?
I've seen like when it was just online, but now it's got... Is that my right thing? It's got its own... It's on like... Dave or something like that. It's on TV now.
Oh, wait, what are you on about? Rick and Morty or Red Dwarf?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, no, Rick and Morty is like Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix now.
It's it's a cartoon.
I remember when it was just like, it was just an internet thing, wasn't it?
I don't know, was it?
I think, it was. It was just like...
I think maybe one episode. They might have had a pilot or something.
But possibly,
Oh, maybe, I'm not sure.
Thinking of something else, maybe.
So, Red Dwarf, which is... but did they remake that recently?
They've done a few more newer series, haven't they?
Yeah, I think you could stay away from those, I think.
I
think certain things need to stop, like The Simpsons should have stopped a long time ago. Obviously, it makes them money, so they keep going.
I agree with you there. Again, I love The Simpsons, and it was definitely better back in the 90s when it first came out.
Yeah.
But I don't want to imagine a world where The Simpsons isn't on anymore. Never be off the... It's like The Fresh Prince, isn't it? It'll always be on the telly.
Yeah.
You can always find Will Smith in his uncle's house on telly at some point. And I think The Simpsons, like Friends, it'll always be on TV. But, I don't know. I've never lived in a world where The Simpsons isn't being made. That's weird.
Wait, when were you born?
1990.
Oh, wow.
So I've literally never lived in a world, and neither of you two, where The Simpsons isn't... getting made,
but then again,
which
I
is
think
crazy.
The Simpsons is a bit overrated.
Really?
It probably is. And I remember when it first came, well, I don't remember when it first came out, I remember when it first came to England and it wasn't straight away and everyone was just like Simpsons mania.
Yeah.
But they didn't show it on TV, it was on Sky. So we all just looked at it and kind of went, well, that's probably crap, but we've never seen it.
Yeah.
So I think in our family was that's just some crap American fad that's come over.
Yeah.
And they had an awful song that was in the charts with Michael Jackson.
Which one was it that they did with Michael Jackson now? Because I know they did The Bartman.
The Bartman. Yeah, it was Do the Bartman. That was the one. Well, I thought it was awful at the time. And there was no real... The comedy of The Simpsons wasn't in that song. I thought it was a very
faddy kind of sold out a bit on that one,
So that's the first... So I remember hating The Simpsons until we got Sky and then watching it and going, oh, God, this is really good.
Yeah.
But, it probably is overrated as well.
What about the more adult-y ones, like your Family Guy and American Dad?
I'd had the first few series of Family Guy on DVD.
Yeah.
And I really liked it at the time. But I feel like I can't go back to them. Like, I go back and watch them and they're not funny anymore. But it felt like... It's always funny, but it doesn't have much replay value, I think.
Yeah, I'm one of them that can put Family Guy into... If it's on ITV every night.
Yeah.
When it went to ITV, I was pissed off because I put adverts on it. Whereas before it was on...
BBC Three.
Yeah.
See, I used to watch it a lot when it was on BBC Three, but that was when I was like... 17, 18, and my life consisted of watching Family Guy and smoking,
Family Guy, for me, is the thing you watch when you're in a hotel. Like, it's always on a channel.
Very settling.
And I'm flicking through the channels at a hotel and there's just, nothing on, and then it's like, oh, Family Guy, that's good enough.
Yeah, that'll be
it. So it's definitely good enough. It's not... I wouldn't go out my way to watch it, though. I do have some Family Guy DVDs.
Yeah.
I actually had the first three or four series. And I remember when it came back after being cancelled, after the third series, everyone thought it was gone forever, and then it came back for the fourth series.
Yeah, yeah.
And watching those episodes as they were coming out, like downloading them, looking forward to it every week. So, but I just kind of lost interest, I guess, over time.
Yeah.
I like South Park, though.
South Park was brilliant. That was my next... I was going to bring that up.
Still watch South Park when that comes out. There's about two or three new episodes I haven't watched, but...
Yeah. What did you think to the film?
Oh, really?
Love that film.
I could probably, I could probably quote every single word to that film.
Yeah. When I watch it, I'm just like, I know all the words and I know the words to the songs and everything. So
Sunday morning and the grass is green. Yeah. A fucking absolute great film. And I think the thing is, there is like your stuff in a way. That was because obviously Family Guy has got a bit of a shock value and that. But South Park has got a shock value, and it will get dark at times. Like, yeah. It will go...
It's very dark.
It will get very... I mean, you know, the film, you've got, you know, a love thingy between Saddam Hussein and yeah, Satan.
My
like,
idea
it
of
just,
hell...
It's fucking mental.
My idea of hell will always picture Terrence and Philip being there. You know what I mean? I think, yeah, the sort of... The adult cartoons are brilliant. I think they are brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's something in that, because like I love cartoons anyway. Just as a thing, I'll sit and watch, like, you know, Adventure Time and things like that. Like, I just enjoy cartoons, and they're good for you actually creatively. Mm. They're a lot better to watch if you've got like a creative mind, because there's just fucking colours coming at you and stuff, and it's cool. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think obviously adult cartoons are. Because you're an adult, you better obviously. Because you
that's
get
it though, but there's still some people that don't take them. They still see them as a children's entertainment.
Yeah.
Even though they're cartoons, like my parents would never sit and watch an adult cartoon, even if it was their theme and it was exactly the sort of humour they're into. They would not watch a cartoon. Like,
strange, isn't it? That yeah. Strange.
What do they think to your work?
I don't know, they really like it, but and you know, they'd watch my stuff, but they wouldn't. Like, if there was, like, they wouldn't even give Rick and Morty a try, or, you know, my dad hated Family Guy. I don't think he'd ever even watched it. Never liked South Park. I remember they used to watch Simpsons.
Yeah.
And we used to all
but that's
Simpsons.
Kind of.
But my mum hated it. She was just like, I don't want to watch the bloody Simpsons. It was just like, just because it's animated, isn't it?
Because it's animated.
Just hanging on that again in a minute. What was your parents' response like when they first saw one of your cartoons? Like,
I remember when I was like 13, I had a camcorder and I was trying to animate a cartoon, and it was an old lady, and my mum was helping me, you know.
Okay.
So,
was it dark though? Was it like where?
Oh, it would have been disgusting, and my mum would have been like, "Oh, David, it always has to get disgusting."
Oh, right. So it was like because I can imagine, like, with my mum and dad, had I created, say, Valentine's Day present.
Yeah,
I can imagine they've just gone, right, what do we do with him now?
No, I just
was an element of like, fuck, what have we done here?
I like shocking my mum. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, it's always good to scare your parents, isn't it?
David. But I think they showed him to my grandparents as well.
Oh wow!
So that was
go down well?
Yeah. No, we like. I remember even when I was a kid, we used to draw Christmas cards instead of like. Buying them, we would always draw Christmas cards, and it would always be like mine would always be like Father Christmas taking a shit. Or,
nice.
I'd try to think of something or something disgusting, or you know, there'd be an arse in
there.
Ordinary.
Yeah,
I don't know if there'd be a knob in there, but there'd definitely be an arse in there.
Happy Christmas, Grandma.
Yeah,
that's brilliant that you was doing it from such a young age, though.
It's... Yeah, I mean, I don't remember a time when I wasn't drawing stuff that was a bit disgusting or a bit.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I saw a drawing that was actually scary, and I thought, I really want to draw a drawing that can scare someone. And
that's crazy, that's mad.
It was just a drawing in the back of an old Games Master magazine. Do you remember Games
Master? Yeah, I remember Games Master.
It was just an advert for something. I think it was this just like demon that had these whited out eyes, and I just thought, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Actually scared me to look at it, and I just thought, I wish I could draw something scary.
Yeah, and you're doing fairly well at it. I mean,
yeah,
just
looking
around your room now, you've got that lady there with eyes like Tomo.
I find that I think the sound in a lot of your animations as well, like with the there's a particular one with salad fingers, you know, the rusty spoon thing, and I'm thinking there's one where he's scratching a table really, but the sounds are so there's a lot of suspense to it and stuff.
It's weirder because in the early days, like, I would just take. You can get CDs full of sound effects, and I didn't have the internet back then. In the first, you know, I had to go to the library to connect to the internet when I was in university.
And was it dial-up?
Oh wow!
With the noise.
Oh, it's just we just hadn't sorted the internet yet. I mean, we had it in university in the rooms, but it was very restricted, and there was you couldn't get on. Actually, there's no social media; they didn't exist then.
Yeah.
But you couldn't get on like Napster or for downloading music. It was all blocked. You couldn't get torrents or anything like that. So, but I didn't have. Access to just loads of sound effects. So I just had this CD of shitty sound effects, and I would just pull them off of that, and it'd be like, oh, that's close enough. And so the sound of him scratching his finger on the nail.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
I don't know what that was. I didn't make it myself. I just pulled it off of a CD. but sometimes, yeah, it would just I would just try and... I didn't know how to record sound effects or anything like that, so I would just find something that sounded similar. I feel like, a lot of people pay attention to those, and it was just, just things that I'd found, I guess.
But it's things that have just worked, haven't they?
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, put it together, and it's worked, and it's given you a brilliant career. You know what I mean? It's quality. But so your actual subject...
Oh, yes.
Half an hour in.
Yeah. Which
is brilliant, man.
I've not been paying attention to
No, it's great, mate. I love it when these chats just go on tangents like that. Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah, so your actual subject that you'd messaged us and said was what, sorry?
People always being right.
Yeah, I think it's not... I don't know if it's that or it's people arguing or people going out of the way to prove themselves right. Mainly, it's probably mainly been on the internet because I can't think of many examples of it in real life.
Mm.
But just people endlessly bickering with each other about this stupid things. And I get it a lot because, if I do make a cartoon, and I used to be bothered about this, but I'm not now, and I actively encourage it, I feel, is when I do something in a cartoon, if I'd, let's say, I'd drawn a television and I'd written, I'd drawn the back of a TV, someone would be like, actually, I think you'll find that the scarf lead wouldn't be that way around because that you've got a line in, but you haven't got a picture in. And it'd just be like, oh, God, why do you need to be... you're right, but why? Why does it matter?
The internet's a very opinionated place.
The internet's that weird. And, I mean, on your cartoons, you've got people commenting on it, but people do it on fucking porn.
Oh, yeah.
People comment and really? I mean, allegedly, I don't know. I've not seen it in real life. I've just heard that they do. No, but genuinely...
Scroll down
and
look at the comments just before this one.
Oh, no, that's only got 2 stars. It's not good enough.
You're losing your interest and you start scrolling down.
Bored now. No, genuinely, people will put stuff like that, though, on like... Because I can't remember. They pop up on Facebook and that every now and again. Like, the funniest comments on porn videos. And it is stuff like... It's like that door wasn't open in that scene, but it was open in that scene.
Continuity in porn.
Pointing out fucking continuity errors in porn.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of guys that are picking up on things like that, Jesus.
Yeah, it is. I understand what you're saying. When, especially with the internet, like, it does just allow people to have that bit more of that voice with stuff like that. Like, grammar Nazis, which you're not allowed to say anymore, grammar police or whatever.
We can say grammar Nazis.
I don't think anyone's
defending the Nazis.
No, that's it. Stop saying grammar.
That's really offensive to Nazis. Come on.
Because actually Nazis have perfectly good grammar. Grammar Nazis, like, you know, who gives a shit? But then, I don't know, sometimes it does grate on me when I see, like, a mate of mine put a Facebook post on a summit, and one that always gets me, because... It might be my accent, so like we'd say like our as our.
Yeah.
So I'm going to our house, right? But then people spell it on Facebook A-R-E, and I'm like, I want to put something, but I'm not a cunt.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Don't put anything because one thing. I mean, how old are they? They're too late to learn. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I reckon you learn that. You learn that when you're a kid. Otherwise,
it's gone.
Yeah, it's too gone. Late. It's like when people say something. Instead of something. It's just like that's not the word, but you know,
I can
read it. I'm not going to correct you, but
I say summing. I go, yeah, but that's just, there's something like that.
Yeah, that's just
I'll use accent, slang in texts and on Facebook. So yeah, I'd put probably like
I'm a pretty good texter.
I'd put like summit.
I say summit.
Yeah.
But then again, that's just a shortening. It's not something.
Yeah. They've completely spelt that wrong, I think.
Yeah.
What's the, what is it? Is it specific?
A Pacific.
I've got a Pacific point about it. And you're like, but fuck it, that's an ocean. What?
I want to change my overrated to sayings, actually.
Sayings.
Old saying, when people say sayings, but they don't actually know what they're saying.
Oh, right, okay.
Part and parcel. That's one thing. What does that mean?
Yeah, part and parcel,
pot,
yeah,
kettle,
yeah.
Pot kettle black. I don't get that
pot
one.
Pot kettle black. I think
my
that's...
dad says it to me all the time. He goes...
It's like a pot calling a kettle black.
I'm like, I don't know what you mean.
Pot kettle
Dad,
black.
I'm not sure.
Pot, it's. I mean, the pot's calling the kettle black.
Yeah,
that's
that's
usually one of those ones that means
you're calling someone for something that
you are too.
Like if I say to my dad, I'd go, "Oh, look at the size of that guy in the corner who's just had 10 pints and they look at me and go, pop kettle. And
yeah, because like, you've drank 10 pints.
Because I've got 10 pints. All right. Yeah. But I know what you mean with them sort of thing. And it's more so with older people. You know, like the older sayings that are like that pop kettle one that the younger generation might not get.
That wasn't my subject, but you know,
riff away.
It's when people then they hear it and then they write it wrong. So it's just like they know, you know, they don't know what it actually means because they've written it how they hear it, and how they hear it is not what it is. Like when people say, if you ever write with all due respect, what they're doing is they're writing with all due respect, but in an American accent. And it's like...
All due respect.
With all due respect. But you see them written it like do.
But it's due.
Yeah, it's like... Don't... I think people just... They take too much from TV.
Because
I don't watch much TV, I pick up on it more than other people would. But no, that's not my... That was just a miniature tangent.
No, mate, that's a brilliant miniature. Because I get it. Like, you know, there's some ridiculous sayings. Like, I remember when I was a kid and I'd run down the stairs and my dad would say, oh, you ran down the stairs like a herd of elephants. And I'm like, the fuck does that mean, Dad?
Well, that just is exactly
when have you ever heard a fucking herd of elephants? Or like, but it's just a shit saying, isn't it? Yeah.
Jumanji. Do you know,
proper, Jumanji, yeah.
Do you know, another one for me was my dad used to walk into my room and go, it's like a bomb's a tit. And I thought that it was the word bomb's a tit. Bombs hit it.
Bombs
my dad going, oh yeah, what's going on with your room? It looks like a bomb's hit it. And I'm like, what's a bomb's a tit? But it's like a bomb's hit it.
A bomb's a tit.
Yeah,
a bomb's a tit.
That sounds like a really big tit, doesn't it? Yeah, a tit.
Sounds like an Australian slang for like big tit. Oh, she's got bomb's a tits.
Yeah. You've seen her bomb's a tit.
But I probably said it at one point, going, oh yeah, walked into my mate's room and gone, oh, it looks like a bomb's a tit.
Yeah, it looks like a bomb's a tit.
Not knowing what I meant by it, but it's a bomb's has a tit. But I suppose it comes with accents as well, doesn't it?
Like you say, accents do play a big part in it. Mm. But then, I don't know. Sometimes, like you say, it is too. They are too old to correct them, I guess. Now,
it's too late for that.
Yeah, but that's So that my main argument about people being wrong, and I'm happy to let people be wrong. That's it. I don't need to. Like, if they're wrong about something that I've done or I've said, then I'll put them right because I don't want them spreading rumours about me. If people want to actually think half of this crap that they put on Facebook, they'll be like, oh, if you look at... And I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care how wrong. And, you know, even if my parents will be posting something, they'll be like, it's always like... The Tory expenses, wow, were this, and they could have spent this, but they actually spent this on breakfast, and it's just like, I'm sure they did, but I don't care. I know that they're horrible, and it's probably really, really terrible, but honestly, you've just taken a fact there and you've put it on there. And no, most people are just going to say that's probably true because it's written there. Yeah. They're not going to look it up. It might not be true, but I don't really care if it is.
Well, that's how a lot of these sort of bigger... pages work now, like, you know, having done stuff in the past for them kind of pages, that's how they work. They want people to argue.
If I see a video, like, I'll often look at the comments and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to see what people are saying. And there's always people saying like what you were saying.
Here's a good one a good game I like to play. It's on Facebook. When someone sends you a video on Facebook, the comments aren't visible straight away. You have to actually press the comment button there, don't you? Whatever the video is, let's say it's a kid that's running around the garden and they've got a frying pan or something, they're making a stupid noise. It's just something random like that. And my guess is, what are people going to be outraged about in the comments? It's like, and if there's an animal in it, you know there's going to be some outrage. The animal's doing, if the animal's doing something cute and funny, it'll be, I don't think you shouldn't be doing this to your
that
animal.
That dog should not be out in this snow.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
I experienced it firsthand. David.
Oh, you did as well. So it was brilliant as well.
About 2 years ago now, I had my little girl, so she must have been about two, and I was sort of babysitting my sister's little boy, so he was about two and a half, so a couple of months between them, like, and they were both asleep having a nap on the bed. So my family, everyone's a fucking prankster. Like, we're just one of them families, we're up for a laugh. So as my dad probably did it to me and my mum probably did it to me in the past. Never filmed it, but I went upstairs anyway and I woke them both up filming and going, guys, wake up. And they opened the little eyes and I was like, it's Christmas. And so they both woke up and they were buzzing and like really excited. And I was like, it was like March. And I was like, oh, sorry, guys. I was joking. It's not Christmas. Like it's like Easter soon, but that's, you know. And my little girl just gave me a telling off. She was like, that's not funny, daddy. I like, just like joke it fine. Laughed about it. My nephew cried. But my nephew would have cried if I told him it was Christmas, and it was Christmas. He's just one of them kids. He just cries about it. If he just woke up from a nap, he cried. So anyway, I put it on Facebook. I was like, right, put it on Facebook. Like, have a laugh. This is funny. I find it funny. I show my wife. She found it funny. My mum and dad found it funny. Brilliant. Put it on Facebook. I had someone from Unilad say, oh, can we put that on the page? I was like, yeah, it's fucking funny, isn't it? Brilliant, yeah. And then I was getting called, like, a child abuser. People were saying I was abusing and I was like, no, like, it was a joke. They were fine too. And it's like that, you've emotionally scarred that child now. And I'm like, no. Like, they didn't see that half an hour later, like, my dog had just had puppies and I gave Dill a puppy. I give him a fucking friend for life. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you didn't make a video of that, though.
I didn't make a video of that. I should have. That's where I fell wrong. But yeah, no, I had like, I had to ask them to take, I was like, look, guys, I'm getting like,
death threats.
People, yeah, not death. Well, yeah, there was a few on there.
Like, I will actually kill you for making a child cry. Yeah.
And then the next day,
did they call you a Nazi?
They didn't call me a Nazi. That was good. No, but the next day, Loose Women got in contact and wanted to put the video on because they were discussing pranking children.
And because he's addicted to family, like, no. Let them.
I was like, no, you're all right. You're all right.
Loose Women. You could have been on Loose Women.
No, you're all right.
Thank you. Followers on Instagram for that, mate. Think about the followers.
No, man, honestly, it was, but yeah.
Just being on TV gets you those Instagram followers.
Any press is good.
You want to get that blue tick?
I need it. He's got one, I need one. But no.
You've got to apply, you've got to put your photo ID on there.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that the other day. I was just like, why haven't I got the damn blue tick?
You should have the blue tick, man.
I've got a blue tick on YouTube.
I just got
on some other things. Twitter.
I've got my agent to do it for me, you know.
Oh, did you? Jammy bastard.
That's the thing, though. It's easier to do it yourself. I remember for about a year saying, can I get a blue tick on Twitter for people helping me out? And then I just applied in the end and they were like, yeah, you can have it.
Yeah. But apparently it's a lot harder to get it on Instagram. Apparently they're a lot strict.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why they asked for the photo ID and I've sent it, but I don't really care because it's, you know, Instagram and I'm not really...
Because you don't strike me as someone who cares that much about sort of social media and stuff, but then I guess, like us with the podcast, for you getting your work out there, you have to lean on that.
Yeah, but it's also a really good tool. Like,
that's what I mean.
Recently, I've had a bunch of companies making bootleg salad fingers merchandise.
Oh,
and
sure,
I'd email them and it'd just be like, there'd be no reply or anything. Or I'd say, take it down, and nothing had happened. So then what I'd do is I'd go on Twitter and I'd be like, at them and say, take this down. And all my fans would be like, really angry. You bastards, take this down. Yeah. And it would be down in 10 minutes.
But they're probably making money off what you're...
They pretend that they take... Oh, we take copyright really seriously here. No, you don't. Yeah. I mean, you do... But not until you've been asked to take it down. They're still making money off it. I think it's one guy who, and I think he's, I think I worked out he was in like Vietnam or something, but
he's making like what?
He just keeps setting up fake Facebook fan pages for my work. And then he sells t-shirts and he puts an ad up and he does a sponsored ad. So it goes out to loads of people that are with interests in common, and then you look at the comments and everyone's just like, oh wow, gonna get you one of these for Christmas, and it's just like, yeah, you motherfuckers.
And do you do all that stuff as well though? So like,
I don't do the sponsored ads.
No, do you? The merchandise?
Yeah, I do merchandise.
Ah, so it's directly affecting
there are always t-shirts on eBay and you can see how many have sold as well, you know, it'll say like 400 sold and it's like, never getting that. It's really difficult to get stuff taken off eBay, like
I can imagine.
But it is.
I just try and make good stuff to, you know, as a better alternative.
Yeah.
It's not more expensive either. It's not cheaper.
It's just people are finding that first, I guess, because they're paying for the sponsored ads and all that.
Yeah, those sponsored ads, I don't know who they're targeting, but they always get a whole wall of comments. There'll be loads of people like, oh, that's so cute. I remember this.
Yeah. Well, it is now because it's your stuff as well as because you're doing a new salad fingers, aren't you?
Just finished it.
Yeah. Is that out now? No. So
I've got to do the sound. I've got a guy doing the sound effects this time.
So you're not buying a CD this time?
No. Got to get that 1996 CD with all the really crispy. It was actually a game.
That was brilliant.
It was a game making software. It was making easy games, like, and they were really. And it was 1996. The CD. It's called the Games Factory, and they had this archive sound on it. That's where I got them from.
Oh, yeah. Wicked! But yeah, you've got that interesting thing now, I guess, though. With that is like you said, there are people tagging saying, "Oh, do you remember this?" Like you actually got that nostalgia thing.
Yeah,
like full on. And I think that's why, like, Salad, because one of them, didn't you do one recently as well?
Oh, I just did a 1 million subscribers on YouTube. I finally got to 1 million.
And that flew by as well, didn't it? Yeah, wow. No, congrats on that.
I signed up for YouTube in 2006.
So it's been a slog.
It's been a
slog. You know PewDiePie.
No, and some of these people get like 10,000 a day.
Jesus.
Actually, way more than that. I was thinking maybe some of them get like 100,000 a day. I don't know.
And I guess now the thing is with YouTube is your stuff, it's quite dark and that, so YouTube won't.
Yeah, they used to love it.
Yeah.
I don't know. YouTube are actually okay now these days because they offer people with a certain amount of subscribers like free support. So that will message me, and so I can contact them.
That's cool.
I think they worked out that people are getting really annoyed with feeling like you were just talking to a robot when you had a problem.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, they're trying to patch things up because they had some troubles with the advertisers, but you know, still it doesn't feel like anything solid that I can.
Yeah, no, and you need the support for it though, because if you're creating their content and you're getting more people, like your fans will go to your page, and then they may go off onto something else. You know, as on YouTube, you can play the YouTube game. You can go on to millions of other videos.
Yeah.
So that they need to be supporting that. The high people who are bringing in a lot of people, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, they don't really give a shit. I'm like 5,000th or something in the subscriber ranking. Like,
which is top earner last year? Did you hear about this?
Was it PewDiePie? Or
no, the top earner last year was a 7-year-old boy.
Oh yes,
Ryan,
that, yeah.
So he does Ryan's toys reviews.
Baby Shark.
No, he reviews toys.
So he reviews toys.
Oh yeah, yeah. The unboxing.
26 billion views.
Yeah,
he had last year, and he earned $22 million, and he's 7 years old.
Jesus, that's it. I wish my daughter was earning that much. She's earning nothing.
Yeah,
she's doing absolutely
nothing.
How many
views has she had last year?
None, not one.
Do you reckon Ryan Soy reviews is like got his own mortgage already and all? Like,
mate, I mean, yeah, because I'd like to know, because like what happens with that? So like, I know, like being an actor, like when we did like This Is England, we were young.
I was 17.
They ask your parents basically what you want to do with the
money.
I
didn't know what I was going to do with my 26 million. So I was like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't obviously millions, was it? It was, you know.
I don't know, speak for yourself. I was number one, then.
But, like,
you were 13.
The first
one.
13,
yeah, in the film, weren't you?
He looks a lot younger in the film.
He looks about seven, doesn't he? Yeah.
But
oops, things come out there. So we got asked, I guess, what we wanted to do with our money, but is this 7-year-old who's making millions getting our stories, like, is he spending it with his mum and dad?
We'll have management, and
I guess so.
There'll be a lot of people behind it.
Well, think about it like this, though. I mean, Michael Jackson was making a lot of money at 10 years old.
True. Yeah.
Dead at 50. So,
yeah.
You know, live fast, die young.
That's it.
You've got to be careful.
I'm not saying this person who's reviewing toys is going to be, but they're going to have, you know.
But their lifestyle.
Yeah, they're going to be addicted to all kinds of pills. I'm just saying, like, you know, when you get that famous, they've got a pill for everything.
Yeah, that's probably
it's like,
true.
Are you feeling down? No, you're too famous to feel down. Have this pill.
Yeah. A lot of yes men.
Are you tired? Because you've got a flight to, you've got to go to Melbourne, and then you've got to fly to Tokyo from there and then back to LA.
I don't care if you're six.
Yeah, just have these pills and you'll be able to deal with it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
When you've got that much, because he's got 26 billion people who want to see another video.
Jesus.
So it's like,
26 billion? Is that?
He got 26 billion views.
Yeah, that's a lot of views.
Wow. 26 wow. billion.
It's I reckon to get that sort of views, you need to like break India, because they've got so many people, a billion
China.
People. India and China. I don't know if China can get on YouTube, but I know India are huge on YouTube. They've got the number one YouTube channel. Like, has it passed PewDiePie, I think? Or it's
getting it?
There. because it's India and there's loads of people
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You forget
yeah.
there's like three times as many people as in America as there are in India.
Yeah, that's true. How many final views did... What's your highest viewed video, do you know?
33 million.
33 million on one video.
Yeah, and that was a re-upload because it was re-uploaded in 2007. So I don't know how many originally it got. The guy that runs my website reckoned it had 50 million hits.
And what was that? What video was it?
Salad Fingers.
Salad Fingers, yeah.
Yeah, so the first one.
How's... Because, like, nowadays... Like, again, this is beginning of the podcast, like, saying, like, you are an internet legend in terms of you are one of the first people, I guess, to be putting stuff out there onto the internet in that way. Because your stuff was probably... Just before YouTube even was a thing. When did YouTube... Yeah, that was the Super Bowl, wasn't it? It was after the Super Bowl.
People say that, but... And people always do these weird claims. They'll say something like, oh, yeah, the first viral video. I'm just like, no, I didn't. I saw viral stuff in, like, 98 and stuff like that. It was just... It wasn't... Like, viral back then was you emailed it to each other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So people used to email my stuff. But also it was on Newgrounds, and that was a permanent place. And that was one of the first places I saw to post stuff, and it was instantly available for everyone.
Yeah,
like mostly those services didn't exist, but when I went on, that was 2004, and they'd been going 4 years.
Yeah, four years
worth of content on there, so there was loads of stuff. It's just people kind of forget, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Because like nowadays, like, again, you know, I would have watched some of your stuff over and over. Like, I would have been like, you know, Valentine's and that again. Like, I'd have been watching that over and over. Nowadays, a lot of the stuff that goes on online is a little bit more throwaway, I guess, because there's so much of it and there's so many people doing it.
Yeah, and it's playing. You know? The next video's playing.
Yeah.
Even if you don't press anything on YouTube, it already starts playing the next one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you disable that.
Do you reckon that's hindering creativity? Is it better for creativity for people?
Well, it just means people aren't really prepared to spend a lot of time with one video. But I guess I don't know if it changes anything. I've got more views than I used to have, so it's not like I used to have a bigger share of the views because there weren't as many viral videos, because it wasn't very easy to get paid to you know, make videos online then. But there are more people online now, so
yeah, that's it, there's more.
Yeah, I remember when 1 million views was just like the absolute that was amazing. That was incredible to have 1 million. Now it's like, you know, if you, it'd be incredible to get, you know, 30 million or something like that. So that's, 1 million was the ultimate goal, but I think...
And how long ago would that have been?
2004.
Yeah. Say. Ah, right, okay.
2004,
so
a 1 million. Also, websites used to have counters on them.
Yeah.
Like, it used to tell you how many people had been on your website, and if you had 1 million viewers on your website, then, yeah, you'd made it.
Yeah. Wicked.
Go on, mate, sorry.
No, go on, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think things like social media are a massive thing for videos.
I mean, look at...
I'm only on Facebook for the videos. I've probably got 50 friends on Facebook. I don't hardly use it, but all my friends are constantly sharing videos, and there's always videos in group chats that go viral and things like
that. I'm kind of getting a bit bored of all that now, me, though.
It's literally...
I'm getting to that point now where I'm sick of seeing... Like, you go on your Facebook, don't you, scroll around, and it is dog videos, and it is... Just the same shit, innit? Like, I miss going on the... Like, you don't go on the internet really anymore. You go on Facebook or you go on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Like, I do genuinely miss going on the internet and typing in Fat Pie or, you know, going on Newgrounds and, you know, mini clip, little websites that just used to pop up. And, like, nowadays...
Is Newgrounds the one with the little tank?
Yeah, it was like a little tank thing, wasn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah, I remember that.
Tomo's just had a bit of nostalgia from it.
I really have.
If I had any Newgrounds memorabilia around, because they do send me stuff from time
Is it still
time.
Going Newgrounds as well?
Wow. Jesus, I've not...
I might have had a thing, a sticker or something. I don't know.
You love just looking around, David.
There'll be something.
There's so many cool things.
Well, you said when we walked in, didn't you, Andy, you're in heaven in there, and I was like, like there's
that,
so
that
much
one above
cool
the door
stuff.
In particular for me is like...
Yeah, you've seen that one. Don't repeat what it says, Tomo, but have a read of that.
All that sort of stuff. Oh, I'm on the other side. I didn't like looking at myself because I'm on the other side.
Oh, nice.
I'm the DJ.
Crystal meth.
Crystal mething, yeah, that was it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff here.
I think it actually plays as well. It is vinyl.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's good. But, I mean, I think that would probably...
Yeah, man. I mean, this is, like I say, it's been a great chat. David, thanks.
Is that it? Are we done, man? That's a short one.
I think. Yeah, I think we'll wrap it there.
I don't think we spoke about like. I think it was not so much people arguing, but just people. I think
what
that's...
A few people have said that when we've had guests on. It's like, what do you find overrated? Just people. Just
what
people.
About if you're right, if you know you're right and people question you're right?
Oh, well, that's fine. No, it's,
oh, really? It, see, I've... Sorry, go on, mate, go on.
It, I just think if you're going to... I think I watch a lot of things. I want to educate myself mostly. For the I think the best videos on YouTube are ones that teach me how to do something.
Yeah.
I think... I feel like I've done a course in, like this year, I feel like I've done a course in music theory because online I've just been watching this guy just say all this crazy music theory stuff and I've just been picking it up.
Oh, nice.
And I just watch it. Oh, when I'm on the toilet, I'll just be watching it. They'll be talking about, you know, the Mixolydian scale or something. And I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. So they got the different intervals on the, and then I start working out and then I make some music based on it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit, I've just learned stuff that you would have to go to university to learn.
Yeah.
And I learn After Effects on the internet. So I do that. But when these people, so these are the ones that get the most comments of saying, actually, I think you'll find it. And it's just no, it's not. You've taught me how to do something. There's multiple ways to do anything. And coffee as well. Like I'm holding a cup of coffee. It's hard to make coffee taste good. So you have to go online and find out
how to make it taste good.
Yeah. And then even if you've got the top, the world's best barista, like they can win a competition to be the best barista in the world and they will teach you how to make coffee. Someone in the comments will say, actually, I think you'll find it. If you do it this way, it'll be better.
Like, yeah.
You're not the top barista. He is.
People always question
when you're right. What, one thing that annoys me is I'll go, I'll drive to Sheffield. So it's only an hour away. Someone goes, no, I think it's a bit more than that. I go, why not? I know for a fact, I've driven it probably 200 times. I know Sheffield's an hour away and they go on their phones and they get their sat nav out and they check it and I'm like, but I know that I was right. I know for a fact.
Yeah.
But you're still not believing what I'm saying.
People just like having like the final say, don't they? I when you first said the subject, people being right, I thought you just meant in general. I get the internet thing because I'm like, my mum always says it about me. I'm a wife. Like, yo, you always have to be right. And I'm like, no, I don't always have to be right. But when I am right...
You're correcting them even when they're saying that.
Actually,
I think you'll find I don't always have to be right.
But it's... I get it from me, Grammy. She was like that. But, like, I'm genuinely like... No, I'm passionate. So I'm like, no, I wouldn't correct people online and shit like that. But, like, if I say something like that, I get, oh, I'm going to drive to Sheffield. It's an hour away. Oh, it's an hour away. You're like, well, yeah,
around,
but like when you know something for certain and you're like, no, fuck off because I know this.
Yeah. And what about when someone asks you a question, you tell them the answer and then they don't believe you?
Yeah.
Like that. What time is it? Oh, it's 2:30.
No, it's not.
We've had it before.
You just asked me. I've just told you the answer, so why are you questioning? If you're not going to believe what I'm saying, then why fucking ask me the question?
We've had it before. Remember that time in Birmingham? Some girls stopped him on the middle of the street and was like, oh, my God, you're that kid out of This Is England 90, Thomas Turgoose. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, can we get a picture? And then he went, yeah, that's Gadget. And they just looked at me and went, no, you're not. Carried on. I was like, I just stood there. I was like, yeah, I'm not. Like, fucking brilliant. Like, I loved it.
It's always amazing when people expect you to convince them who you are.
Yeah.
They go, oh, you look like that kid. I'll go, oh, yeah, I was. And they go, fuck no, fuck off. I'm like, I am. And like, I'm not going to sit there and convince you who I am.
Because then you sound like a dick, don't you?
Rowan Atkinson really said a funny one on Graham Norton the other night. He said he was in like a Land Rover place. And he was waiting for his parts and the bloke come back and said, oh, it was the left-hand side you wanted. So we had to wait another 15 minutes and some bloke looked at him and said, do you know who you look like? He said, you look like Mr. Bean. And he went, well, I'm the actor that plays Mr. Bean. And he was like, no, you're not. I mean, you look like him. And he was like, I am him. And that bloke was trying to convince him. He was like, well, you could make a lot of money, you know, going to like hen do's and stag do's and impersonating Mr. Bean. He was like, I am Mr. B.
It's crazy, isn't it?
People always trying to be right, isn't it? That's what it is.
Do you, because yours obviously, you do put your face on a few bits now, don't you? You've seen some of the news. Is it, what's the news thing? Is it that you?
When I put my face on the news, though, right? What happens is I track the faces that are already on there, and it stretches the face a bit, so it doesn't look like me.
You can tell a little bit looking at you now.
I totally have to shave though, like really have to shave to do that. Otherwise, there's a line.
Right. So, and do you get recognised a lot?
Not for that.
Well, I mean, do you get recognised in general?
I, I reckon I walk fast, so people haven't got the chance to recognise me. I was just, when I was waiting earlier outside the Queen's...
Usain Bolt's got the same problem.
I was outside the Queen's earlier, and I just thought, right, if I stop here,
yeah,
then someone will ask me for money. Like, so what I do, was I slowly paced up and down. As soon as I stopped, this guy was just like, excuse me, mate. I just like, I know, like, so I reckon if I stopped somewhere and looked around, I might get recognised more. Yeah. But occasionally when I've been waiting for someone.
Yeah.
Like, I've been recognised because I'm there and they've had chance to kind of go.
Look at you, hear your voice
but
as well.
I said, like, I was recognised in Italy. But,
Italy as well, like, that's amazing.
But it was an Aphex Twin gig, and I'm often associated with Aphex Twin because... like, I'd use his music all the time, and a lot of people say that they got into him because they'd heard his music on my cartoons.
Ah, so that's cool, then.
I think they would expect me to be at an Aphex
Twin gig.
Or maybe, I can't even remember if I might have even retweeted that he was gigging and doing a gig.
It's nice if people sort of recognise and appreciate your work, because then you feel like it's not a complete waste. Do you know what I mean? People really appreciate. And if someone comes up to you in the street and sort of, it gives you a bit of praise for your work. It makes you think, oh, it's nice that people are taking time out of their day to praise you and make you feel good about what you do. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm probably happy with the amount that I get recognised. Most of the time I don't want to be recognised.
I'm the same, I'm not a big fan of it.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I do like it when it happens. It's just, it's never at the right time.
That's always...
I don't know.
You've just dropped a carton of milk down your front. You've gone, fuck, I'll just get on that scuzzy bus home. No one will notice. Or something like that. And like,
are you fell in that big, massive mud pile at a festival?
I was coming out of the toilet
at a festival and I slipped over and I was head to toe in mud. And some bloke would come up to her and said, oh, can I have a photo? And I was like, dude, I was like, look at the state of me. But, you know, it's one of them things. I was at a festival. I was full of booze. So, you just get on with it, don't you? But, it's nice. It's good.
He recognised you even though you were like, I'm just picturing, like, just your eyes.
Well, it's these eyes that give it away.
It's the teeth that people recognise all mashed up, aren't they? So.
Yeah. But, no, we'll call it there anyway, David. Cool. This really is the end. Thank you so much for inviting us round and having us here and making us a delicious cup of coffee.
It was all right, wasn't it? It was just really nice, Sainsbury's.
It's really perked me up anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, bud.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, another good one in the bag. Another solid week.
Just beautiful.
You was really happy about this one, and was you happy with?
Yeah, man. Like I say, it was really nice to talk to David, and he's just someone who's, I guess, I've probably now known his work longer than I've not known his work. About 13 when I first saw... 28.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 13 when I first saw Fat Pie and the cartoons that I mentioned. I'm 28 now. So, yeah, I've known his work longer than I've not known his work, which is weird. Good.
And for me, having, I knew a bit of his work.
Yeah.
But I now know a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be able to go into his new stuff, his older stuff.
Yeah.
With a different insight to it, and I'm looking forward to sort of I will definitely after this go and look at a bit more of his work and enjoy it in a different way, having known how he makes it and how he does everything himself, all the sound, all the graphics, it's all him. So I'm looking forward to sort of delving into it. And if you I know we've got a lot of listeners who might not necessarily be familiar with a couple of our guests, but that doesn't matter. You can go off and you can learn more about him. And I hope you enjoyed that and enjoy his work, as much as we did and still do.
Definitely. Like you say, with every guest, I guess, if you're listening to this podcast, for instance, because you are a David Firth fan, and I'm sure hopefully a lot of people will be, and you've just found us purely because you've searched David Firth, and you might be put off by episodes, whatever, because the guest you don't know or the subject you don't know.
they all pretty much go along the same lines as that one. Like,
yeah,
we talk to a guest, but we chat about everything and anything. We kind of put the world to rights, I guess.
Yeah, in our own little way. We just spiel off about any old cobswaddle, you know, which is, it's just conversational, isn't it? I like to think that if I met David in the pub, even if I didn't know who he was, we could still have a conversation. And I like to think that if anybody met us in the pub, you know, we could just have a conversation.
Yeah, buy us a drink first, though.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm not buying you one. Unless we're with a spoon, it's cheap. But, yeah, I mean, that's what this podcast's about. We won't keep you
for too
long.
Yeah, we won't keep yours. Just as we say each week, I guess, just continue to support us, please, because we love doing this. And we've got a Patreon there, www.patreon.com/overratedeverything. Get on that. Like and subscribe and leave us a nice review. We say it every week, but please, honestly, we say it for a reason. It does help us massively.
Yeah, it really, really does.
And we love it, and thank you for it. And we'll see you same time next week with another amazing guest.
Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.